Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. And we have someone that represents journalism's royalty in Iowa and in the nation. Her name is Julie Gamick. And why do I say journalistic royalty? Well, her father, Gordon Gamick, for 40 years wrote for the Des Moines Register and Tribune. And he was a war correspondent, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. And Julie then came back and also wrote for a long period of time with the Des Moines Register. And so, not only known in Iowa, in the Midwest, but across the United States, as a teacher and as a fabulous writer. Julie, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're with us today.
Well, Michael, what a lovely introduction. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, royalty, I'm not sure, but you know, I did. My dad was a great guy.
Yes, your father was. And, you know, that name is synonymous with journalism in Iowa and the Midwest. And so you left the Des Moines Register years ago. And what have you been doing? Catch us up. What's been going on?
Well, lots of things. Michael and I have one thing in common, many things in common probably, but we're masters of reinvention. would you agree with that, Michael?
I would, yes.
Yes. So I reinvented myself multiple times. Probably the thing I've done the most since leaving the Des Moines Register has been I was a Vistage chair for 20 years. And for those who are unfamiliar with Vistage, it's an international organization for CEOs. And I created a group in the Baltimore Annapolis area 20 years ago, small business group. And then about 8 years ago, I created one in Chicago. So I've been working in the business world for the past 20 years, which is a whole new realm for me. But as a chair, one of the things that we do and are supposed to do as chairs is ask questions and not necessarily have answers, because most people have the answers within if you just start asking the right questions. And that's what I love to do, is ask people questions.
And you do it so well. Yeah, we have had a couple of individuals that are Vistage chairs on the Business News Hour in the past. And it really is remarkable what they are able to draw out of their clients or their partners or the people that take part in Vistage. And so, yeah, very familiar and very worthwhile, by the way.
You know, frankly, your audience is primarily business oriented, as I think. Although I'm no longer associated with Vistage, if anybody would like to talk about what it's like to be a member, I'm happy to have that conversation. I can't imagine running a business today without something like this, because no one has all the answers. Business leaders are smart, of course, by virtue of the fact that they've climbed to that point in their career. But no matter how smart one person is, they're never as smart as a group of people.
Right.
And the thing that a Vistage member has in common is that they all have the buck stopping at their desk. So to be able to talk to a group of 12 to 18 business leaders in a confidential setting about the issues, the concerns, strategic thinking is invaluable. And I'll say it again, I don't know how anybody runs a business today with all the things that are changing around us without some kind of informal board of advisors like that.
Yes. Well, I know, and one of the things I think that's important, and you mentioned that this is all confidential. Nothing ever leaves the room. And
correct.
The individuals that are taking part in these Vistage board events sign off on the fact that they're not going to talk about it. So there is that opportunity for people to unload or ask questions and then get at least some direction, because we've all been someplace recognizable to others And we've all run up against the same issues if we're in business. So I totally get it. And wow, 20 years with Vistage. I did not know that. And
I'll share one little story and then it as an example of what can happen in a group. I had a member who was in the final stages of negotiation of a business acquisition. He hadn't shared it with the group yet. He was just going to go off and do it. And on our meeting day, we had to take a phone call related to this. And when he came back to the room, one of the people at the table said, "How does this fit in with the strategic plan you outlined to us three meetings back?" And he looked like a deer in the headlights.
Yep.
he just stopped in his tracks and he said, "Well, it doesn't, does it?"
Mm-hmm.
And he went back and canceled the deal. And it was the best decision he'd ever made. Had he gone down that road, I'm not sure he'd be in business today.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of example of a question, not, you know, are you crazy, but is how does this align with the strategic plan you told us about a few months ago?
Right.
And
yeah.
It's a classic Vistage story.
Accountability partners are always good. Well, let's talk about your gig that you've got going on. And this really interests me for a number of reasons. It is the Okoboji Writers Workshop. Those of you who are in the Midwest may have some familiarity with Okoboji, which is the Great Lakes of Iowa, up in northwestern Iowa. What is the Okoboji Writers Experience, and why did you decide to do this?
Well, it will be held September 20th through the 22nd, and I have 15 extraordinary speakers from Rekha Basu with the Des Moines Register, Art Cullen, who owns the Storm Lake Times, who won a Pulitzer Prize 3 years ago, the former managing editor of the Chicago Tribune, the former managing editor of the Louisville Courier. I mean, all kinds of, and that's just, I'm not going to go through all 15, but each and every one of them are truly extraordinary, from commentary to people who've written books. One woman from Iowa City has her first fiction novel published in July, and it's already been picked up, I think, by Netflix. So that's the kind of stuff that's going to take place in these 2.5 days. And even though that list may sound intimidating, they're all there to help people no matter where they are in the spectrum of skill sets. I think I did a survey of the people who've signed up so far, and half of them are professional writers, half of them are hobbyists. They just want to start a memoir.
Mm.
You know, oh gosh, Michael, if everybody listening right now does just one thing after hearing this, start writing those family stories.
Yes,
down.
Yes.
You know, how I wish I'd had those stories of my dad and his family and my mom and her family. You know, you may have heard them as a kid, but you don't remember them when you're in your 70s, and it's too late to write them down. So write those things down.
Yeah, so true. And we all have family stories. And if we are fortunate enough to have offspring or cousins, you know, it's always great to share those stories. I know my brother, who's a retired physician, has got some time on his hands. And so he researched our family. Now, remembering some of the stories, but went back into Germany and Poland and, you know, in France, and found these remarkable stories that still survived after the Holocaust. But it is, you know, how I wish I had been paying attention when I was 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. But,
yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So important. So the Okoboji Writers Workshop is really made for people no matter where they are on the writing spectrum, from novices to those individuals who do this for a living. And then they come together. And what are you hoping that they walk away with, Julie?
Well, I hope they walk away taking some kind of action. And I will tell you that Most people I know who are writers, deep down inside, are insecure about their writing. You know, you can't go through public education and come unscathed from red check marks. You know, the older we get and the more accomplished we are in some domains, a lot of people who are very accomplished at this or that are insecure about their writing. You know, somebody somewhere is going to find a comma out of place or a misspelled word or some grammatical error. And, I've gotten rather thick skinned about it because I write a column for on Substack.
Right.
That's an aside, but I don't know. Are you a subscriber to that?
I am not yet, but I have several friends that are, and I need to do that. Julie Gammack, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is a longtime member of the Journalistic Society, not only in Iowa and the Midwest, but has also plied her trade in other parts of the country, spending time in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and back in the great state of Iowa, and is the organizer of something called the Writers Workshop. It is the Okoboji Writers Workshop happening in September. And again, we'll have links to all of that. So you're hoping that people walk away from this discussion, these training opportunities, with a sense of, yeah, I can do this. How structured is the event? And, you mentioned Art Cullen, for crying out loud, Pulitzer Prize winner from Storm Lake Times, I believe it is. And, that shakes the timbers, but I know Art. I mean, he's a regular guy.
He is a regular guy. He's funny. Well, they're all just regular folks. And I firmly believe that everything begins in a conversation. Whatever actions we take usually starts with some kind of conversation we have with somebody, maybe just ourselves. There will be an opportunity for all kinds of conversations at this writer's retreat. I have it structured so because I have 15 speakers, there'll be panels where everybody, all the speakers are doing introductory pieces, but then we're going to break down into small groups of 10 to 12, maybe 8 to 10, so that there's individual hands-on conversations within a small group. So just imagine spending 90 minutes with somebody who was the editor of the Los Angeles Times and has written 3 books, who's there specifically to help you figure out how to tell a story. That's the kind of conversations that will take place. We also have 2 literary agents. Liz Lenz of Cedar Rapids, you may know, was a columnist for the Gazette. She's now a Substack columnist and has a couple of books under her belt. Her agent is coming. So if there is somebody listening who has a book idea or a manuscript, this is an opportunity to meet an agent.
Wonderful. It is the Okoboji Writers Workshop, and it takes place in September in Okoboji, Iowa. And you are more than welcome to check out the information on the website and sign up. There's still, I suspect, is there still room?
Well, I have 20 slots left, and they've been coming in maybe 2 a day. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're full by August. So, don't hesitate. This seems like something you want to do. Sign up. You can get a refund up until September 1st if something comes up. So I hope people who are thinking this is a good idea take the step to do it. I really do.
Well, you have listed off several people that that I know and that will make a difference in people's lives if they are wishing to write whatever it happens to be, from memoirs to their first novel. And whatever, even in the electronic media, if you're looking to blog or if you're a news person attempting to write better copy, all of the people that you're talking about have incredible backgrounds. And what a wonderful thing to do.
Well, thank you.
How did you thank come you. Up with this?
Well, you know, we were all kind of locked up in COVID time, COVID avoidance time. And that's when I started writing a Substack column. It was in January, I think, because I kept telling people I know who were writers, oh, you should start a Substack column. Heather Cox Richardson is an amazing Substack columnist. And that's when I first became aware of Substack. So I was telling all my journalist friends, oh, you know, you ought to start a column on Substack. And then somebody said, well, why don't you do that? And I thought, okay. So I started a Substack column. Yeah. And then, and I had been writing pieces that the Register was running this past year. So that got me kind of thinking about writing and how much I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then as we were thinking about September, the vaccine came out, and in March of this year, February this year, we started thinking about, well, there will be a time when we can all be in the same space again. And I thought, I wonder if anybody come to a writer's retreat in Okoboji. So I started calling Reka. I called Reka first. Oh, sure, she'll come. And I started calling other people, and I, everyone said, yeah, I'll be there. Cullen and, you know, all these folks.
And then you're going, well, wait a minute, we've got all these presenters. Now we have to have people.
Well, yeah. So then I taught myself how to build a website and created this website. And then I announced it in my Substack column, and I started getting people enrolled. And I thought, oh, well, okay, if I get 20 people, I might break even, maybe not. Mm. And then now we're up to 82, I think.
Yeah. So. And 20 slots left. So It is the time to move, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this from wherever on the planet you happen to be. Is there an opportunity for people to somehow join you virtually?
Well, we have had no, not for the retreat.
Okay.
I can't figure out one more thing. I thought about how would I do that? I thought, Julie, you're spread too thin as it is. You're a one-man band. Don't take on that. So not for this time, but there will be opportunities for people who want to work with some of these presenters. I think three or four of them are going to offer a 6-month or 3-month opportunities to work individually with them. So, you know, by Zoom, the nice thing about Zoom, you can have a little writer's group composed of people from all over the country. And so I think that's going to be an option, but we'll see.
Yeah.
This was going to be a one-off. I wasn't going to do it again, but I'm pretty clear I'll do this again.
Oh, yeah.
it's so fun.
I can hear it in your bones, kiddo. You know, this is something that that really juices you. And I know from your style of writing how important this is. Look, you and I are senior news people, if you will. But there are a whole bunch of folks out there that are wonderful journalists who are starting out in the field. And if they can just get that spark to be able to learn how to do better, how worthwhile that will be to not only their career, but also their readers and listeners. Good stuff.
Exactly. And you mentioned my dad early on, Michael, and he wrote a column sometimes 7 days a week. And people would ask him how you do it. And this was before the internet and computers and all of this stuff. And he typed with two fingers on a old typewriter. And whenever anybody asked him how he did it, he'd say, well, you know, there's a story in everybody.
Yes.
And it's so true. It is so true. There's a story in everybody.
There is a story in everybody. And the real key is that you must be aware. Be constantly aware. And if you're asking questions, as Julie Gammack loves to do, you'll find those stories. Julie, thanks so very much for being with us. The event and all the links will be up on the radio blog. I really appreciate getting back together with you. in this space, but also perhaps more in the future.
I look forward to it, Michael. Thanks so much for doing this, and congratulations on the podcast. I really applaud you for doing this. There's a great need for this kind of information.
Once again, that's the voice of Julie Gammack. She is the originator of something called the Okoboji Writers Retreat. I know I kept saying workshop and I was incorrect. It is the Okoboji Writers Retreat, and it's happening in September. Yes, we do have links to that website on the radio blog. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Julie Gammack, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.